Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone, a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. A unique, challenging, and utterly addictive game. Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. So get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat. Spill Zone. Download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device, and best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Spill Zone. One small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pony, we all set for those hockey tickets for Tuesday of the week I come down?
I'm just waiting to hear back from him, Mike, but he seemed very enthusiastic.
Hold on, stop. No, no, that's a pony answer. That's a pony
answer. That's a negative, Mike.
So, no.
So that's an egg. Yeah, so we don't have negative. We don't have the ticket. So he's blown you off, like, in totality.
No,
since
he's not blown me off.
It's only been a day. It's only been a day.
It's pony, though.
No, but it's also our listeners. God bless them.
Yeah, well,
what does that even mean?
Exactly. Let me tell you exactly what it means, Rob. It means that's promise the moon, deliver nothing. That's what it is.
You're looking like the moon.
Yeah. Got to know by the end of business day today.
You got it.
Yeah. Otherwise, got other plans. Got a lot of people to see that week.
COB.
If we can't get the free tickets for Mike by the end of today, we don't want them.
That's right.
Yes. That's just the way we roll. That's just the way we roll.
That's right.
And Rofo, you in the event that we do acquire these, you are in. Is that true?
Absolutely. I'd love to be there.
Okay, very good. That's a good answer, and so we're good to go.
Pony, on the same
Pony
page.
I'm going to do something that I probably shouldn't do, but I'm going to feel free to pass along my info to this particular gentleman.
Oh,
please do. Not phone, just email. Just
you
email.
It.
Okay,
you got
very
it.
Good.
Right.
And
the hotel that you're staying at?
No, we don't need to do that, Rob, but we do need to do the mailbag because really it's not about me and it's not about you.
Oh.
It's about everybody else.
Yeah.
It's all about.
One time.
I love the mailbag segment. I really do. But that is, without question, the most painful 5 seconds of my week. Right there.
I think it's the sexiest part of your week.
All right, thank you very much. We start with some words of encouragement for Debbie Anderson. She is headed to Johns Hopkins this month for a visit. To visit somebody that's there?
No,
going to. She's getting something done.
She's being admitted, and she's going to have a procedure, and we wish her the best.
Okay. We wish her a speedy recovery. Also, happy birthday to her husband, Gary.
Gary. Aww,
all right. So
nice.
Did Gary send the letter? Just
Gary
did. Okay. So Gary, to be honest, you could have just sent a letter and said, it's my birthday. Wish me happy birthday without hiding behind a medical procedure that's being done
by
the
way. Oh, and you
know
what? He did it. He did it in such a way. He says, even though it's my birthday, I would like to call your attention to.
Yes,
and
of course.
You know, it was very passive aggressive. Yeah. I'm not so sure what
now
the deal is.
Now, this is really going to piss Gary off.
No.
So it's not what he wanted for his birthday.
It's
but
not.
You know, Debbie, on the other hand, is a fine lady. And,
of course.
Gary, to be perfectly honest with you, since Debbie's going in for this procedure, I don't think you should have brought your birthday up at all this year.
I
think
disagree.
Maybe you just put it in the back pocket.
Maybe he could go down to the cafeteria at Johns Hopkins and get a wedge of cake and see if the workers will sing to him.
Trivia question.
Yes.
Johns Hopkins trivia question.
Yes.
Johns Hopkins Hospital, significant in my life. Can anybody answer why?
Yes. Your
Rob Spiewak.
First child was born there.
Catherine Elizabeth born.
Yes.
Catherine Mary, I'm sorry.
Elizabeth's
my second daughter. Catherine Mary born at Johns Hopkins. Captain Chris Yonke, commanding officer at the Naval Base in Ventura County, California, just turned 47. That's what it said. I just read it.
Happy birthday,
way to go.
Captain.
Thank you for your service. Greg Vravis, our biggest fan in Las Vegas, turns 59 this Friday and is rapidly approaching his colostomy bag 60s. That might be a term that we have to coin.
I
on
love
this
it
show.
Because it's twice as big as your douchebag 30s.
CB 60.
Colostomy bag 60s. Colton Dow. There's a main name, last name Dow. Colton Dow is a new listener. He listened to a 1TMOS episode 2 months ago and hasn't stopped since. That's a good thing. He's good. He's big, he's successful, and he's about to turn 21. Attaboy, Colton. Way to go.
Welcome aboard, my friend.
Good to
Doesn't
have
say
him.
Where he's from. Matthew Kiki.
Kiki.
Matthew Kiki turned 40 last week on the streets of Bakersfield.
So he's homeless?
No, no. It's just he lives in Bakersfield. So that's a little nod to the great, what's his name, Buck Owens, who did the song The Streets of Bakersfield.
Of course,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah, the right. nod to that.
Yeah, you remember that song, don't you?
Did you troll me just now? You know that I was going to stop on that?
I had it just in case. Listen,
ladies
to this
and gentlemen, I'm a country DJ. Here's Bucko.
I came here looking for something.
I take cue it even if I don't know it. Thank you very much. We have a new youngest listener. Welcome to our world, Elliot Miller of Austin, Texas. Born September 10th and weighing 8 pounds, 3 ounces and measuring 20 and 1 half inches. His father, Mason, has come a long way from being a sixth grader waiting in line to meet Mike and the entire zoo crew. Well, that way to make
that's
me
sweet.
Really feel old. That is
one,
really
had
sweet.
To close on this one. On
at the grand
season.
Opening of Blockbuster Video in Fairfax, Virginia.
Ah,
all right.
That was a
get
legendary
my walker
Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wonderful.
Mike, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was you, the entire zoo crew, and Grandpa Al Lewis.
Yep, and Grandpa Al Lewis, who was... what was he, Grandpa Munster?
Yes, and he coined the phrase, no salutations.
That's what I was going to say. No salutations. He wouldn't write a greeting to anyone.
What?
Yeah, he would just write Al Lewis on his poster.
What
a douche. A pure douche. I'll never forget it. It was nice. It's like, no salutations. You know, you get a little lady coming up with like her son saying, we love the Munsters and we'd love you to, could you write to Pete? No salutations.
What
can
a
mention,
jerk.
Think about just a second. Just think for just a small, now look, I understand if you've got a, no I don't. I'm not gonna cop to this because we had 2.5 hours worth. In Reno.
Full of salutations.
And we wrote salutations to everybody, correct?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So you know, when Grandpa Munster, when you think of the laziness of not writing a, you know, a to Tommy from Grandpa Munster, what a hump.
Well, the thing is, Mike,
I think he's dead now, so I'm not going to get
when
the,
you live
in the
an
neck.
When you live an extraordinarily long life, blessed with physical beauty, people
yes.
treat you well. And
yeah,
I think
exactly.
it sometimes goes to your head.
No salutations. Eric Ford writes, good day, sirs. Who the F knows if any of my friends or family that listen to TMOS are going to remember to send a birthday request in for me, so here you go. I am turning 40 next week, and I wasn't sure what I wanted, but after listening to episode 1363, I figured it out. Just a simple, I am Kate. Hey. And he wants it. He doesn't want the tape. He wants it from Oscar. He wants an I am Kate Hay from Oscar. Would make my day. Thanks, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Do you want to hear the Hay so you
oh,
can
please,
so
please.
You can
that's how I
work against it?
Please.
Yeah, he's more of a mimic, Mike.
Hey!
Wow, you know what? It's like listening to Ron and Fez.
That's exciting. Guys, due to the fact that my delicate flower of a wife will never make a birthday request for her long-suffering husband, I am forced to make my own. A lot of that on the birthday mailbag this week. A lot of people sending in their own requests.
Yeah, people are taking the law into their own hands, Mike.
I will be celebrating my 43rd year on this side of the dirt tomorrow to celebrate being one step closer to the finish line. God, jeez. He's only 43. Come on. Could you please... have the Leesburg Vulture interview a death-obsessed Larry King on his impending destiny.
You know what?
Thank
I
you
have
all
a,
for...
I
wait
a
minute. Hold on. I know you do. Hold on. Slow down, pal. Thank you all, and keep bringing the funny. By the way, please feel free to heavily edit my birthday request. Did you? Did you
oh,
have to
God,
heavily
yes.
edit it?
Yes.
I sprained my funny bone as a child, and it did not heal correctly. Aspiring P1, Jeff Nail. All right, let's spin the jukebox.
I want to warn you about the slot machine, Mike. They're excessively tight, and they're not paying off time. So let's see what happens. Yeah. What
okay.
happens? Okay.
Spin it up, please. Thank you. There we go. Let's see what happens. Okay, here we go. Blank.
Aww.
Penny. Sorry about that.
Man.
That's not a winner.
There's always
and,
a progressive.
Jeff, that's the final nail in your coffin. next letter. Good day, gentlemen. I am writing with a simple request. My 12-year-old son, Drew, is recovering from a cystoscopy.
Yes.
Needless to say, recovery from this procedure is extremely painful. Well, that's too bad. That sucks for a 12-year-old. I request nothing more than for everyone to wish him a hearty get well. It would mean a lot to him and to me, and it would definitely help to lift our spirits. Thank you in advance, Jonathan W. Youngson. Okay, so Drew, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there, and your dad, Jonathan, said he would buy you anything you would want today. Anything. I mean anything.
Anything.
You're
12.
You're 12. That to me is you know, if it's in the backyard or you go out to a dirt track, that's plenty fun for a motorcycle.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I agree.
So you know, your dad Jonathan, Mike O'Mara said for dad Jonathan to buy you a motorcycle.
Segway.
A Segway scooter.
Yeah. A Segway scooter if he can't get the motorcycle.
Right.
Dear Mike, I know you made fun of Rob, but I was thrilled to hear the theme to Captain Chesapeake played on the show growing up in Baltimore.
It's growing on me. It's growing on me.
Let's play
dueling
Captain
same time?
Chesapeake. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. This is the Skrillex remix.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what. Hit stop a second. Hit stop. Let's try to start them at the same time.
Three. Now, do you hear me for? What's the delay thing? It's a delay.
The delay thing is you should start it a fraction of a second before me. Just okay. A fraction of a second. So do you want to do 3, 2, 1, go?
3, 2, 1.
Okay, ready? Three.
Three.
No! You see, that didn't work.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Three.
Ready?
Two. One.
Oh my God, what a puke.
Pull one out. Hey, man. How you doing? You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Have you had one too many glasses of wine?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting nauseous.
Oh, all right, enough. I'm done. Right,
who was the guy that used to layer all the Beatles songs?
Oh, well, Phil Spector is the guy you're probably thinking of.
That's what you're trying
to
do just now?
Phil Spector with Alzheimer's.
So he says, growing up in Baltimore, I was addicted to it and used to hear the music in my head. Whenever my mom told me to take out the trash, I'd shout, it's three bells and time for the trash. Is that what Captain Chesapeake did?
Yeah, six bells, time for Speed Racer.
All right, that's David Smolnar who wrote that. Thank you very much, and we won't be playing that the rest of the day.
No.
Dear TMOS crew, I've been a huge fan for years now. I hope you understand how uberly important you all are. You guys are essentially my sole source for staying up to date with news. That's very dangerous.
It is.
Current events and laughter. You are my CNN, my TMZ, and my Patton Oswalt all wrapped into one. Thank you all so much for doing what you do. I couldn't possibly ask one more thing from you. However,
oh,
I turned 27 this past Monday, and I was wondering if our friend Bill O'Reilly could talk about Hillary Clinton's cankles. We all know that those cankles are the ultimate forbidden fruit for Bill. Sincerely, Justin Jones. We're going to have to see what happens here.
How are you feeling on this one?
Well, maybe he's got a better shot. I'm not sure. Let's see what happens.
All righty.
Okay?
Drop a quarter in.
All right, here we go. Double diamond. Double diamond!
Oh, wait. Oh, nice. I misread you again. I'm sorry. I thought that maybe you...
Blank, blank, blank. Oh, I'm sorry. Why is it paying a jackpot when it does that?
Because you said double diamond before. I thought he won.
Yeah, I said it before, but now it brought... So let me see. Who wrote that? Let me see. Cankles. Justin Jones, you can thank Rob Spiewak for messing up the slot machine, so get your impressions.
The magic week in a row.
Well, the magic is I can never tell what you're into. And
well,
I don't
know
if you're going to do it or not.
This is true.
And
yeah,
also, it's tricky.
So does that tell you? You should have the losing sound and the winning sound prepared at all times.
I do.
Otherwise, you'll disappoint somebody like Justin Jones.
Well, you know what?
And I really wanted to hear it personally here in the studio.
You know, but Justin Jones.
Jeez,
now, why are you taking it out on the listener? Why are you taking it out on the listener?
Because
come on,
you know
Rob.
What? I don't care whether he gets his impression or not. What I want to do is I want to know, we have to have a signal whether or not it's going to win.
Hold on, Spiewak. Here's the deal. What are you doing there, Spiewak? You know, you play the sounds. You want to get inside of Mike's head, but you're not going to get inside of Mike's head. You're not going to do that, okay? So what you want to do, you want to know what's coming and anticipate, and that screws everything up. So if you're going to do that, Spiewak, I suggest you do your homework and really try to anticipate a little more, okay? Because next time, we're going to do it live.
Oh,
we're
going to
do it live.
Wow.
Sorry, no mention of cankles there. I apologize.
Well, so everybody lost.
See, I think the opposite. I think everybody mm-hmm. won.
Of course.
Greetings, men. My birthday is this week, but I don't want anything. Please just keep doing what you already do. Mike's characters, barely contained anger, and weekend... I don't think it's even barely contained. And weekend recaps, Rob's audio vault and quick wit, Oscar's relationship advice, it's working great, and Pony's energy. I love it all, and I have been a steadfast fan since I first heard you one lunch break in Chico back in 96. We lost my dad suddenly just 2 weeks after the podcast started in December of 2009. You guys were there for the sober holiday season, the voice of friends. Ah, that's awfully sweet. I even downloaded the 2009 Christmas show for the long drive back home with the wife and kids, where Merry Christmas from the Family by Robert Earl Keane became a new family favorite. Thank you, Rob. Aww. I salute you, sirs, from someone who gets it. Best regards, Jeff Harston. Well, Jeff, that's one of the nicest things you could ever say to us, and we really, really appreciate that. That's what keeps us going. Dear TMOS, last year you granted my birthday wish. Mike and Rob perform a scene from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane as the Grease Man, voiced by Mike, and Scott Shannon, voiced by Rob.
You remember
the
that?
The slot machine wouldn't have paid off on that one a year ago, I don't think.
I don't know.
It was flipping wonderful. This year, as I embark on year 40 plus one, I was hoping that they would reprise their roles for another birthday request and perform a scene from the epic Hollywood masterpiece, Mommy Dearest. Thanks in advance, a proud member of the Rob Mob, Canadian chapter, and 1,300 meters. Jesus Christ. And a bunch of... what is it?
103,600
meters from the U.S. border. Jonathan Lambert, FYI, I have included the script for you. All right. He doesn't want the Grease Man voices, though, does he?
No, he wants you to be the Grease Man and me to be Scott Shannon. But he didn't specify who would get which role.
Okay.
Let's see how he does.
All right, let's see what happens. Seven.
Yeah!
Can't resist
they
Mommy Dearest
here.
So this will be the Grease Man as Joan Crawford and Scott Shannon as Christina Crawford.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right, here we go. Let's brush our hair.
We'll get ready, please.
Are we ready?
Yes, right, I'm ready.
Do we have music accompaniment for this?
No, there's because there's no music from the movie.
Oh, okay. All right. Joan Crawford's line.
3, 2, 1, action.
Yay. Did you scrub the bathroom floor good today? Did you? Yeah.
Yes, Mommy.
Yes, Mommy, what?
Yes, Mommy, Dearest.
Yeah. When I told you to call me that, I wanted you to mean it.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much.
That's it. Thank you. And now we can start the show, you hump. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Please state your name, address, and current occupation.
My name is Nick Naylor. Until recently, I was the vice president of the Academy of Tobacco Studies.
Who provides the financial backing for the Academy of Tobacco Studies?
Conglomerated Tobacco.
The cigarette companies?
For the most part, yes.
Do you think that might affect their priorities?
No, just as I'm sure campaign contributions don't affect yours.
Oh.
Now, Mr. Naylor, I have to ask you out of formality, do you believe that smoking cigarettes over time can lead to lung cancer and other respiratory conditions such as emphysema?
Yes.
In fact, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who really believes that cigarettes are not potentially harmful. I mean, show of hands, who out here thinks that cigarettes aren't dangerous?
There's no need for theatrics.
I'm sorry, I just don't see the point in a warning label for something people already know.
The warning symbol is a reminder of the dangers of smoking cigarettes.
Well, if we want to remind people of danger, why don't we slap a skull and crossbones on all Boeing airplanes, Senator Lothridge? And all Fords, Senator Dupree?
That is ridiculous. The death toll from airline and automobile accidents doesn't even skim the surface of cigarettes. They don't even compare.
Oh, this from a senator who calls Vermont home. I don't follow you, Mr. Naylor. Well, the real demonstrated number one killer in America is cholesterol. And here comes Senator Finister, whose fine state is, I regret to say, clogging the nation's arteries with Vermont cheddar cheese. We want to talk numbers. How about the millions of people dying of heart attacks? Perhaps Vermont cheddar should come with a skull and crossbones.
That is loot. The great state of Vermont will not apologize for its cheese.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast for the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. We would like to welcome a brand new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show, DoorDash. Nice. Face it, everyone has a horror story when it comes to food delivery. If it's not late, it's cold, or it's wrong, or not what you wanted in the first place. Well, now the restaurants you have always wished would bring you food to your door, they're only a click away, and if you crave it, you can have it delivered with DoorDash. That's right, DoorDash. High-quality food from your favorite spot, on time, and still hot. DoorDash is a game changer. This is very, very exciting news. Local favorites, national chains, anything from Vietnamese to fro-yo to barbecue. If you crave it, DoorDash will bring it to you. And best of all, they deliver from places that don't deliver. All kinds of restaurants from across the city and surrounding suburbs. Great places. I know that, Oscar, you've been looking into this.
Phenomenal. So cool.
Very exciting. Really good places, too. Think about Fleming's, Maggiano's here in D.C., Capitol Grill, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts!
Donuts brought to your door!
To Amy's. Oh.
Guapos.
Pizzeria.
I remember Guapos. Yes. Oh, my God. That would be a game changer for me in Manassas. Yeah. Guapos is fantastic. McDonald's, the Cheesecake Factory, Panera, P.F. Chang's. It's just exciting. Ordering is quick and easy on your PC or phone. And text updates ensure reliable delivery and eliminate guessing the arrival time. Plus, no tipping means no hassle. Just grab your food when it arrives, and that's it. Yum, yum. Order on demand or up to 5 days in advance. The choice is up to you. Try it out today. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners. DoorDash is giving you $10 off your first order. Try it tonight. That's like getting a free lunch. What do you have to lose? Just go to DoorDash.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout. DoorDash.com. Enter TMOS at checkout and get $10 off your order. This is a no-brainer. Try DoorDash for lunch or dinner today. Very exciting. I think it's cool.
It's a neat, neat website.
Perfect.
Again, beautiful DoorDash website to navigate. Cool. So cool.
DoorDash will be featured in News You May Not Need.
Nice.
A little bit later on. It
nice
happened
work.
On the same day. Kind of cool. Before we get underway with the show, got a few minutes here that we have to talk to our man Rofo because, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is, in my humble opinion, a story of betrayal.
Oh, no.
You may remember that with our fine client FanDuel, we, you know, we had a Rofo take over as my general manager for my team, so
yes,
that I could participate with without mucking it up. And
yeah,
I got frustrated with my ability to pick fantasy teams because I'm a team oriented guy. I'm not. When I root for the NFL, I root for my teams. I pay
also
attention to the Redskins and the Giants. That's really who.
As
I pay
the commissioner,
to
you have so many other responsibilities.
That's
well,
right.
And I'm,
right.
I'm a busy guy, Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I had to go to Walmart and get some glasses that say "Happy Birthday."
Nice.
So I'm very, very busy.
Yeah.
I've got lots of things.
Was that
to
in
do,
the celebration section?
That was in celebration. I went back to knew exactly where to go yesterday.
Did they did they remember you?
Well, there's no one there.
Of course not.
You're assuming there's someone. Oh, Mr. O'Mara, you're back. No, there's nobody.
The
they're seven miles away. Yeah, they're out on the loading dock smoking a cigarette. That's what they're doing. So anyway, so I don't have the time, and so Rofo is my guy, and I always thought that perhaps he was my exclusive guy, and
yeah,
that we were a team. I'm here to tell you that I was in error, and I have been betrayed because Rofo is not part of our team. He's part of his own team, and that's why Did you finish in the money?
He came in the money. He came in the money.
Yeah, I believe you finished eighth. Did you not?
Yep, 20 bucks.
Yeah, 20 bucks.
20 bucks. Yeah. You got the 20. I was stunned at this news.
Shocked and stunned.
What it means to me is that you are using your skills, which I enlisted you for, to pick your own team and not our team in the same league.
That is
what we call a conflict of interest.
You know, it's where almost did Mike's team land? I'm sorry, just for context.
In the 80s, I think.
In the 80s.
Yeah, no higher than 60.
So
I know
Rofo
this.
Was in eighth place out of 100, and Mike's team was in the 80s.
This would almost be akin, Mike, to taking a gentleman and putting him on another podcast where he uses all of his good one-liners.
Yeah. Who would that be?
I'm just painting with a broad brush. Yeah, Tony Perkins show.
That could be like five people in the room, to be honest with you. Trust me on that one.
Yes, but we're not on trial here.
But I picture, where are you still in Falls Church in that person's house?
I just got my notice. So I'm looking for a new place to live.
Oh, that'll be fun. You got to keep us posted on that.
Yeah, I will.
But I'm not, but getting back to the serious subject here. I picture you in your little hot plate room down in the Indian family's home in
the
Falls Church.
The swinging Indian couple, Mike.
And it's just like, okay, let's see here. Sam Bradford. I bet he's going to be a disaster. Mike will be out of the money if I start him. That'll be fantastic. No, I just think you're... Now, who did you have as a quarterback, just out of curiosity?
I had Sam Bradford.
Oh.
Okay, here's what happened. Because FanDuel is such a great company, I will occasionally play on my own.
Yes.
Like a
nice plug.
Like for baseball season. I'll occasionally get in on a baseball game. So I was still logged in with my own personal login. When I went to select the team through the TMOS league, so I selected my team.
Who was your big hitter this week? Because obviously your big hitter was not mine.
It was Julio Jones. That was a difference in our lineup.
Oh yeah, I used to play with him down at the schoolyard. I'm sorry. That's what a queen I am. Me and Julio.
Let's get back to him tap dancing and explaining what's going on here.
So, are you saying that you set up your own team lineup by accident? Because when you logged in, you were under your own account. And then you went to set the lineup for Mike's afterwards?
I did. I realized my error. And then I decided this would be a great opportunity for me to improve upon my initial lineup.
Got it.
So, for instance, in my first go-around, I had the Redskins' Jordan Reed at tight end. And I said, you know what? Mike's going to hate that I picked a Redskin. So I'm going to pick somebody else.
Mm.
Okay.
And Jordan Reed had a monster game.
He did.
Yeah.
15.8 points. Pretty good.
Yeah, Mike would hate that.
Well, that is the world. Yeah, see, I don't care if it's a Redskin. I really don't care if it's a Redskin. Now, I know I gave you a hard time last year about Redskins, but there was only one reason I did that.
That's what I had to go off of.
Because they were sucking, and I just didn't want to do the I didn't want you to do the homer thing. And by the way, Jordan Reed's fantastic performance did not help the worst organization in sports get a
but
double.
It would have helped your team.
It helped me win 20 bucks.
Yeah, it would have helped your team win.
Boy, you're not handling this exactly right.
Anyway, so I selected.
Because he's a hump.
So I selected Greg Olsen for you, the tight end for Carolina. They don't have a clear number one option at receiver. Cam Newton, still not the best passer of a quarterback. So I thought, you know what? He's going to go to a safety valve tight end a bunch of times.
Mm.
All right. Well, next time in our league, we're a unified front.
Yeah.
In my league, we are a unified
more
front.
More of team.
Hey, and why not?
And by the way, you can go, on FanDuel, I don't care where you knock your socks off, but I mean, that's our little league there. I was crushed. I was destroyed. And I think you should
he
buy
felt
me
betrayed.
A beer when I
felt
take
betrayed.
You to the hockey game.
What if, I guarantee you that.
Oh, absolutely.
But what if he always set his lineup identical to yours? That way, there could be no worry of any sort of conflict of interest.
Yeah, but then that would actually
yeah, but that waters down
points
the points
and the rankings.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I don't want my great picks to screw the listeners out of money.
By the way, for the TMOS league, my great picks,
yeah, my great picks. That's a new podcast on more broadcasting.
Place. Eighth right. place.
By the way, is it true that we have a room, we have extra room this week for people?
We
so
do indeed.
They can get in. So get in early to the FanDuel website and do that this week. We're not trying to do an extra show for them.
No, it's
not a commercial.
You're betrayed, Mike. You had to get to the bottom of it.
That's right. And you know what? You need more witnesses of the betrayal. So it's FanDuel.com/TMOS.
All right, when we get to the hockey game, if Pony is able to secure the tickets, which I'm doubting, seriously.
It's not on Pony, though.
I know, of course it's not on Pony, but it is. But anyway,
This is why we don't like to help, Mike.
I try. Yeah, well, you better keep helping. So anyway, I just want to say, when we get to the hockey game on Tuesday night, Rofo, that's one beer. I'll take a domestic.
I'll buy you an IPA.
You'll buy me? Oh, thank you.
And there is no way in the world you should accept a domestic after this brouhaha.
He's offered an IPA. I will accept that, and everything is fine.
And you might want to step up the size.
Yeah.
No, it's a school night. We know what happens with the tall IPAs, okay? We don't want that.
Oh, dear.
We don't want that to happen. Thank you very much. All right, we will take a break. When we come back, I will tell you all about debate night in America. We'll have a roundtable, and they'll see what our panel of experts from the political stratosphere. Clown College Debate 2016 when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech 411.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
All right, so we talked about FanDuel and week one of fantasy football. How'd your team do? I didn't do so hot. Rofo did really well. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football. They've got more winners and more payouts than any other site. They're paying out over $75 million a week this football season. Building a team is really, really easy. I've done it, but I let Rofo do it because I didn't think he'd betray me. Even if you're a rookie, just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, and sit back on Sunday and watch your team win. You never know. That's what's great about fantasy football. You never know who's going to have the spectacular game.
Any given Sunday, Mike.
If someone can create a team and their team name is Rofo's mom, I would be greatly indebted.
Yeah, and now we've got some extra room this week, so we're going to have a larger league, which, in my opinion, means more Muna.
It does.
So that's going to be good. Joe Watson of New York turned a $50 deposit into $30,000 in just 2 weeks playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Join Joe and over 1 million other FanDuelers who have already won money. Just go to FanDuel.com. That's the website. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. That's a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com. FanDuel, every day is a new season. Sign up today, and remember, the TMOS League will be active again this weekend.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Very makes excited. It fun day.
All right, so will you be watching, boys? Will you be watching this evening?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Mike.
I guess I'm cannot wait. I think, you know, it's they've done it. They've succeeded again.
And they're gunning for Trump.
Yeah. They're gunning for Trump.
What could happen?
But tip of the cap to, what's his name? Praying Mantis Preblo or whatever name.
Rance Pubic.
Ooh, yeah. He's the head of the RNC. And I think that they have to
big
be.
Big GOP.
Big GOP.
Big GOP. He is. You got to give credit to the Republican Party for creating this situation.
Yep.
Everybody is going to be watching because it's entertainment, and everybody wants to see a fight. My question is: do you think we're going to get more of a street fight this time? I really pray that it happens. I'd love to see a nasty fight.
I think there's going to be attacks on him that are gentle attacks. I think because of the way he is, he's going to be prepared to sort of, you know, greet them and brush them off. That's how he'll handle it. I don't think he'll strike back. I think the big thing that will happen tonight is that Dr. Ben Carson will say something that really, really knocks him down.
Okay, I'd like to. I rarely preview this, but because he is the next guy to Trump and getting a lot of credit, I'd like to say that I am in the process of developing my Ben Carson impersonation, and I will hone it tonight. I will pause the debate. I will hone it, refine it, and bring it to the table tomorrow. I promise you.
But the thing about him is he's polling second highest in the party, and he said maybe 18 sentences in the last debate.
He didn't say much.
He doesn't have to.
I think that what's going to happen is the more people get to know him, he's going to diminish his lead or his scores. That's
here's
what
I do if I'm one of the desperate guys, and that's what makes this fun. Mm-hmm. You've got people, they're saying, the next debate is 5 or 6 weeks down the road. You've got people that this is make or break. It's going to be, they're going to go the way of Rick Perry if they don't succeed in the debate tonight. They're desperate. So I think that's got to happen. If I'm the only way that I can see if I'm one of these fledgling candidates that's really not doing well is to go after Orange Head. And I swear to God, what I would do, this is what I would tell them to do. I wouldn't prepare with issues. I wouldn't prepare. I would go see one of the foremost authorities on abnormal psychology. I would go to a stud psychiatrist and say,
God, yes.
What can I do? What can I say where I look calm, but I goad this guy? Because, look, I know that Trump is a great entertainer, but I still think that his narcissism, the abnormal part of his personality, would probably lend itself to being baited into saying something. Does that make any sense?
It does. And you know what? The other side of that coin, while you're talking to that stud psychiatrist, find out the issues that Trump has mentally and point them out.
Save your consulting dollars, fellas, because all you need to do is get all of his ex-wives and girlfriends, line them up in the front row of that debate.
What really? Or just ask them what really pissed him off.
What really lit his candle.
You know, look, everybody might say, you just say that he's not successful. That's the easy stuff. But don't you think that guy, being who he is, obviously, if you question him, he's a narcissist.
Really into?
He's
gonna go,
but what is something? Everybody's got that little moment where you can pour that in. You guys probably know it about people. And, you know it about me. And that's the thing. If you
They're
really
called
can
derailers,
get,
Mike.
Derailers. Yeah. That's it. I like that. Derailers. And you find out what really gets under. That would be, to me, the greatest situation in the world. Because I don't think you're going to play by traditional rules and change anything. If you go up there and you're like, I'm going to out-intellect him. No, everybody out-intellects the guy. I mean, you're going to do it by having him make some sort of mistake and engage in something. If you get him,
you gotta
heated
get him
enough,
off the page. Got to get him off the page.
Yeah. You know, everybody
when
knows
he attacks,
this.
He's being. You're technically derailing him when he attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. He attacks. And he says, "You're a loser. Yeah. You're a loser. You're not successful.
You're not energetic."
I would just, the sad thing about this debate is that I think you've got a couple of people that are in the hunt, like this Carly Fiorina, who's in the hunt.
She's so nice.
She's, Carly Fiorina. Hey, Carly. Carly, how you doing? Come on down to the house. We're making tortellinis. Come on, baby. I would envision an exchange with her where she may be demonstrate that she's brighter and that she's more articulate. I don't think it's going to matter to the people. The only way it's going to happen is if you get him to finally go that one step
really,
too far.
Really retaliate. Yeah. Really go crazy.
Exactly. Say a racial slur.
Oh,
that would be, you know he said him in real life.
Sure.
You know he has.
I can't
you know.
Say that.
What did you refer to this gentleman as on October 10th? Yeah.
Exactly. But it probably would be a female slur more than anything. You know, it's just like where you get up there, I can't help it if the slut, and the audience just goes, oh my God.
And then
some
people might say, just keeping it real, you know?
Imagine that, though. You know, you got Carly Fiorina, or you got Dr. Ben Carson's on one side, and and just Carly Fiorina says something. You don't like my face? That's fine. I'm proud of my face. Oh, well, I think that's the face of a slut. Oh my God, Mr. Trump, we'd like you to
laugh at the end.
I didn't know I had that on that sound effect. You know? Dr. Carson, and by the way, has anybody checked your credentials? Because I don't know any black doctors, okay? Mr. Trump, that was horrible.
How dare you?
Except for the lady.
That lady loves it. You know who that was? That was Carly Fiorina. Yeah. She was laughing because he was attacking
someone
else.
Wasn't Trump on the birther bandwagon that
Forever. Yeah.
Oh, right? He's huge on the birther bandwagon. Yeah. He was there like that, you know? I just think goad the guy. Now, you know, none of the other guys are going to say
Who is it on Fox News again?
No, it's CNN, I think.
CNN,
I think
do you know who's, who's anchoring it or who's answering the questions?
I think, who's anchoring that? I think it's Don Lemon.
Oh! Oh, there's one lady who
Don
likes
Don Lemon!
It's a conservative talk radio host.
If can we look at Rofo? Yeah. Look up the debate where it's going to be and who the moderators are going to be.
Of them.
I'm very, very curious who's going to be up there.
Oh, but it says here it's Neil Patrick Harris.
Best time ever. Yeah.
Best debate ever on NBC.
Best debate ever.
Well, I don't understand why we're on the stage, Mr. Harris. Why are we having a gay moderate this debate?
Again.
Mr. Trump.
That would not be okay.
Mr. Trump, that is inexcusable. Or how about this? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I understand there are a lot of people that have asked about my hair. They asked two questions, China, and they ask about my hair. And so I'm going to pull it up right now and let you see what's underneath. What do you think of this?
It's awful.
Except for the lady down in the front row.
A throbbing brain. That's all you see.
It's Chris Wallace.
Oh, it's Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace.
Oh, so it is Fox.
It's
is
Chris
it
mo- Wallace,
so it is? It's moderated by Fox.
Is it?
I thought it was CNN. I'm getting both. Hold on.
Yeah, let's get the right information if you don't mind. Yeah.
Come on, Rofo. Yes.
Rofo actually is in a fantasy debate league and he started Sam Bradford tonight.
Well, speaking of that, let's go around the room. Predictions. Any predictions for tonight? What do you say, Rob?
I predict that it will not be as heated as we hope it would be, but I do think that. Dr. Carson stands to lose tonight.
Trump comes out on top.
You know, yeah, he had that ready an hour ago.
Sure.
He had that ready.
He said that before the last debate.
Trump comes out on top.
He's amazing. Jack
gets another bumper sticker. There we go. All right, good stuff. I say nothing. It's going to be, because if you if you try to make your hay hoping the politicians will please you, you're going to be sorely disappointed. It will be a disappointment.
Really?
Nothing will happen. It'll be just blah, 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 same old, and nobody will say anything stupid. But a man can hope, can't he? That's the way I look at it.
Keep our fingers crossed. Yeah.
We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. So, you want to feed your mind, eh?
Yes. Mm.
But you don't have the time to sift through all that nonsense on the internet. If you want the premium content but don't want to waste your time finding it, all you need is Next Issue. Next Issue is the mobile app that lets you tap directly into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your phone or tablet. Next Issue is amazing. And you can get your free trial at nextissue.com/TMOS. Next Issue has iconic magazines like People, Vogue, Esquire, Time, you name it. Next Issue satisfies any and every interest. They've got all the magazines. Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Wired, Entertainment Weekly, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, so much more. Plus, Next Issue lets you dive deeper into the story with interactive content for an enhanced reading experience. Sign up for Next Issue right now, and you'll get immediate access to all the top magazines, including back issues and exclusive photos. It's amazing. I can read Golf Digest while I'm on the course. Bon appetit while I cook, or wine enthusiast during the cocktail hour, all on my phone. And the best part, Next Issue is offering a free trial right now when you go to nextissue.com/TMOS. Again, you can try Next Issue for free right now at nextissue.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Great, great thing.
All right. The big story yesterday, of course, was something that I think no good can come out of, and that is the dislike button on Facebook. Does anybody have any information as to when they're going to be implementing this little dislike button?
I did a lot of prowling around, and they don't have a timetable set. They say it's in development.
It's in development, and it's not going to be your traditional, up-down Reddit type of dislike button, whether you are into it or you're not into it. It's going to be some sort of, a modification of a dislike button. Because the idea was in the story, the different stories that were written about it, is that when you see some sad news, I've had this instance when you go and you want to say something or you want to recognize the post and you hit like, but you feel awkward about hitting like.
Like for a dead,
is that the
for
motivation
dead,
for
that's,
it,
yeah.
Oscar?
That's
because
motivation.
If that's the motivation for it,
yes.
I think that.
So if someone passes or you have a family, a family member or an animal that passes, you would want to hit dislike instead of like.
The word that I kept seeing is a way to show empathy, but I don't know how they can do it without allowing people to just be negative overall if they want to be. The
There's
internet
no
is such
way.
A, it's a base
well, see,
of
also,
negativity.
But you also have the, see, I'm already thinking of the comedy potential.
Of course.
You know? Muffy and I just welcomed our new bouncing baby boy, and Jim got a promotion, and then I hit the dislike button just for fun for people.
Jim's
I don't
an
know.
Ass.
My hope.
Well, that didn't hit the like button. Yeah.
My hope is that you are able to tailor your post and add the dislike button if you would like.
I would think that the way to go is, you know how you can put a mood to a post now?
Yes.
Like Oscar Santana is feeling empathetic.
Empathetic.
Yeah, and so something like that where it cannot be misunderstood. But I don't know how they can do it with just a simple click.
It'll be interesting to see. And it's also, as we get older, and whether it's our distant relatives or we grow our internal families, right? You start seeing these posts where I don't know whether to like it. I want to acknowledge the post, and then I got to write something, you know, condolences, prayers, thoughts and prayers. And it just becomes this like pause in your entire linear strategy to actually post and actually talk.
But here
about
it is, and this is the subtlety of it, because if they're using it for this particular reason, if you read a post along the lines of "Mom fought the good battle and nobody was braver, she was fantastic, she leaves this earth, and we will miss her forever," putting a like on that is awkward. Putting a dislike on that is awkward. If you're saying something nice about somebody that passed away, do you understand?
Well,
to simplify it so much that you like or dislike something.
I agree. It's a very, very hazy division. If it is something like an obit, a tribute, like what you said, Mom fought the good fight and she was a great person, I would be okay clicking like on that. But if it's a news story like, my mom passed away this morning.
Yes.
That's where you can't hit like. Or for example, the dislike also almost works on that.
I was supposed to get tickets to the hockey game on Tuesday of October 12th, and they didn't come through.
And Pony didn't.
I would hit dislike, right?
How about this? Hey, Facebook Nation, a friend of mine was handling my fantasy league, and he actually ended up beating me
with his own team.
With his own team. Yes. That's a definite dislike.
Do you think they'll have an automatic dislike so that if you want to keep somebody as a friend, but if he goes to a particular subject, you won't like it, so you can always automatically dislike Lake Awesome?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Mike, that's going to be like, you know, the dislike 2.0 where you put in, you know, keywords like lake, awesome, drainage, ditch.
Just awesome. Lake, it would have to be lake and awesome together from Tad
Patterson.
Or what
if somebody's having a birthday and they want to acknowledge their birthday, but they had to work on their birthday, but they want to make sure everybody knows they're working on their birthday?
That's a dislike. That's a beautiful dislike
right
there.
It's like I'm very excited about the upcoming birthday, even though I'll be working.
Right. And just remember, if you were listening to yesterday's show on evil Christmas traditions with Krampus, Serta is one of the evil characters. I got a strange Facebook message from a guy about that apparently
a lot of people I know listen to you to the show on your phone. Make sure you go to our website and look at the picture for yesterday's show, for Tuesday's show, because Rob Ford put together a very subtle Photoshop that I think you will enjoy.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a Marcus Serta's face on Krampus. Yeah, it's great.
Is it really?
Have you ever been Photoshopped?
Well,
when you're not doing your show for 2 weeks?
Hey, I'm coming back. Mermelstein be damned.
I'll just use this guy's first name. Okay. This comes from John. Hi, Mike. Really enjoyed the short feature on Krampus on today's show. Now, right there, I'm smiling. I truly enjoy
into
that.
Into the content.
We get that. Yeah,
sometimes
the content.
We narrowcast, but it's obviously right up this guy's alley.
He does not waste any time into taking a trip into Weird Town.
Okay.
I started making him a tradition in our family in 2009. I'm pretty excited this year might be the year he becomes part of the mainstream in the USA. Yeah. Keep hoping for that one.
Well, can you tell me where this guy lives? He's in America and he does this?
He's Krampus. In the United States. I wanted to send you a couple of links to some other effed up Christmas traditions you may find amusing. Both are from Catalan, Spain. Cagatillo, which literally translates to... I have to have it. You're going to have to edit today, Pony. Okay, I'm sorry. Cagatillo, which literally translates to log.
No! Nice.
I'm not even kidding. Look at the Wikipedia entry, complete with song lyrics children sing, and the YouTube video explains the tradition. And then there is the Kajaner Kaganer, which is a defecating figurine they put in nativity scenes. Where, did we ever scrape? Did we ever get this deep on the old show when we were talking about these Christmas traditions?
And you know what? I did me some digging, but I never found that. Now, is it the first thing, the T.O. thing? Is that is that anything like a Yule log?
I have no idea.
Does he offer anything?
You know, as much as I enjoy getting feedback from our listeners, there are certain links I do not click on.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I thought I'd go to like Scat Lover or something like that if I dove into this. But the fact is, they make Kaganer. Oscar, it's C-A-G-A-N-E-R. Is it Kaganer or Kaganer?
Pronouncing it the correct way.
Kaganer.
Kaganer. Kaganer figure, including President Obama, the Pope, Darth Vader, Homer Simpson, and many others.
Oh, so they're
please,
merchandising.
Please be enjoying. And then a smiley face after that. So there it is.
Mike, you and I both have deep roots in Catholicism. There's never anybody pooping at the creche.
You don't do that at a nativity scene.
It's
kind of pooping
scene.
On the holiday. And what we have here
Maybe it's a socioeconomic thing.
Down in Bethlehem?
Well, in India, you know, I can see that happening there.
Oh no.
Isn't there a PSA in India right now that asks people to stop S-ing on the streets?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, that's the log.
Oh, that log looks friendly.
Yeah. It looks friendly. It looks like a friendly character, but it's the S log.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they tell the kids if you're naughty instead of nice.
Instead of coal, you'll get an S-log.
Oh, okay. Very good.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Sort of
messy as well.
Fertilizer. How do you wrap it?
You don't put it in a stocking. I guess you don't want that.
Foil.
Paper.
Oh, not paper. No,
Very thin paper.
God. Tissue paper?
Tissue paper. Wrap it in tissue. All right. Well, anyway, keep those Christmas traditions coming, everybody. I want to...
But not really.
I want to share a bit of news. I know I talked about it.
Noticias.
And I bet you thought, you know, I make a lot of claims that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and about 90% of it never happens. But there's one thing I said at the beginning of the summer that I had bumped into a guy up here, a lobsterman, and had actually invited myself to do a little lobstering.
Wow.
I'm here to tell you that this coming Saturday, I am going to be a stern man on a lobster boat.
Okay, Robin. Put the traps in, Robin.
Hi there, Robin. It's all about me. Let's go on the music show. But anyway, what's the one that he's on? I forgot.
America's Got Talent. I watched it last night. What a fantastic... You know what? They're going to change the name of the show to Shit Log.
Season finale is coming up.
I hope the comic wins. He was pretty funny.
Do you watch it, Oscar?
I watch when I can, when I catch it. I don't mind it.
Robert loves it.
I burned completely on all those shows.
I burned totally. I mean, it's just after American Idol, I was done. I think I've had enough of the amateur hour.
They've gotten better. I watched a little bit of American Idol, not enough to really be in love as much as you guys were on the program. The Voice, I think, still is the best show as far as talent shows are concerned.
Best ratings, right? The Voice has the best ratings.
Yes,
it does. What I was thrown last night is it's America's Got Talent. I counted four contestants that had foreign accents.
Oh.
So, I mean, is it really
American?
Is that
okay with you?
No, it's not okay.
Hey, Donald Trump, what's the problem? Come on now. It is a meltdown. That's a racist comment.
Do you say this around your kids?
That's a racist comment. It slipped right there.
That was right from the id.
And you know what Julia said?
That was right from it. Did you say? That's why I received a picture yesterday, another great Facebook message. Of somebody that posted the Ferris wheel with the Klansman on it and said King's Dominion at the Spiewak family reunion.
Do me a favor. Don't tag me in those pictures. Please.
Julia.
I unhinged my jaw for that one. I asked Julia.
She said, but they have Britain's Got Talent, so they should maybe be on their own show. It's as America, right?
No, if you like, you can't be an American and have an accent, for Christ's sake.
I don't know.
You are a complete a-hole.
Do you believe this? But we make
really
screw.
No, he does. This is no. I'll walk you through it. Right. It's on. There are a bunch of foreigners that have immigrated to this country, and God forbid they're working hard and they're showing off their talents. Right.
Exactly.
They're shooting
exactly.
for the stars. Right. And Rob's there. Carrie, I don't even know why it's America's Got Talent. None of them really speak English.
You know what? With that kind of mimicry, he really should be on the show.
Now, you can be an American citizen and have a very heavy accent. That's possible. You can be from another country and you're in this country and you live and you're working and you're living here. You can do that. And you're performing in America. I think if you're performing in America, you can be on America's Got Talent.
I suppose that's valid.
Donald,
that's
right. Don't you think?
Yeah, really.
But you know what? I found that.
I'm willing to hear your counterpoint. I'd love to hear Big Auto.
I would love to see the comic win. And I was just, I guess I was rooting for him because he had a more...
He's more American.
Yeah, it was a more American point of view.
Who were the other people that you took issue with? Their foreign accent?
There was one guy who promised to make our dreams come true, and he was jumping up and down on
a
ladder.
So is that like a Pedro reference?
Yes,
So it's Hispanic, and we know, based on your relationship with Oscar, you have problems with those people.
That's right. Well, you know, I like many of them. Many of them are my friends.
Some of them are okay. The ones that have assimilated.
And then there was, I believe, an English juggler. Or a magician of some sort, and I didn't really like his act.
Is that Piff the Magic Dragon?
Yeah, he was dressed in a dragon.
What
outfit.
Was the name of it? I'm sorry.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, his act was so entirely lame. It involved shooting a chihuahua out of a cannon, and when it landed, it was obviously a robot. And I guess that might play on stage, but when you have a high-def close-up of a robotic dog... It really, the whole act falls apart. And then there was, I don't know, I wasn't paying that much attention.
Yes, you were. You were paying enough attention that you hated. You hated big time.
I like to hate. I like the comic.
You're hard to do this with because you don't want to fight back,
really,
but you also don't
is.
Want to cop to it. You know,
he doesn't hate as much as we think he does, but he does hate.
See, I built a career on thinking it's really not who he is at all, but then I hear little tells right like this.
Well, and, I tell you this:
it just rolled off your tongue.
Take the foreign aspect out of it. If a guy came out dressed in a dragon outfit. And he made you want to believe that a bad Spencer's Gift style robotic dog was a magic trick, you'd hate it too. And maybe that got me started. Okay. Maybe I said something like, well, maybe that plays in Great Britain, but
and
not
who
in
was
America.
The winner again? Rofo, who was the winner again?
Oh, winner announced tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned another act that you had seen. I'm trying to think what the...
The comedian. He had glasses, and I can't think
was
of his name.
Was it Drew Lynch or Gary Vider?
It was Gary Vider. Oh, yeah, okay. He was very funny. I liked him.
He was also a ventriloquist.
He can throw his voice.
Their ratings are, I mean, really, you're averaging a little over 12 million viewers, right?
Right, yeah, it's a big show.
And that's on the average, and that's, I mean, it's pretty popular.
Well, yeah. Good for them. So anyway, I'm going to be on the boat this weekend, and I'm very,
what
very
are your
excited
What are your duties going to include?
I don't know.
Are you wearing a
sneaker? Let me tell you about the people up here, okay? The people up here... this is a whole New England thing, all right? You're not going to impress anybody up here, all right? No one is impressed. If you're from New England, it's kind of a New York thing, too. Mm. No one is impressed. So the fact that he knows that I do a podcast, and I think it's a curiosity to him,
yes,
but I don't think he really gives a rat's ass. He likes the water and being out there on the bay and doing what he does, and he likes that. So I don't think
he's going to give me... Who do you think you are, Mark Maron?
And he doesn't have a thick accent like that. And he doesn't have any, he doesn't have any desire to... give me any special treatment.
Yeah.
At the same time, I might be a little nervous about whether at my advanced age and with my failing body that I can keep up and do this
Don't
kind of
do
labor.
Don't do anything you know you can't.
Exactly.
I just think...
Like help with the traps. Just
I think
let him handle
well,
that.
I think I'm going to bait the traps. I think
okay,
that's what
you
I'm
can do
be
that.
Doing. And incidentally, that's what we used to have a name for that at American University.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Somebody come to the door and be like... Don't come in. I'm baiting the trap.
What might be fun is what time do you have to show up to meet this guy?
Yeah, early.
Probably, right?
3:30, 4:30 in the morning.
Show up with butter. Just have a couple pounds of butter with you and say, I'm ready.
I'm
ready
here
to go.
For my lobster. Thank you. You know what would be great is if this would be funny.
What?
See, I don't think it would go over, though, with these people. I don't think it would work. I really don't think that,
well,
that you know, I know,
what is
I know
your
my
wacky
buddy,
bit you want to present?
I was going to show up with a lobster bib. Yeah. Who said lobster bib?
Lobster bit. It's his lobster bib.
A lobster bib, like the plastic one you get in a restaurant. Where I walked down with a raincoat and a lobster bib like you would get at a restaurant.
Not my play.
if we're going to be catching him, you know.
What you would have to do is show up and say, can you tie this on me?
Mm-hmm. You have to wear a thermal suit because the water is cold.
That's right.
Well, I mean, not a thermal suit, but I mean, it's a, you know, it's going to be chilly out there. But yeah. you wear, I'm going to probably get myself one of those little rubber aprons like you would see
that,
in the movie Hostel.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. And also,
that's kind of the outfit that you wear out there. You know?
Don't forget your What About Bob life jacket.
Yes, the giant one, the red one, the orange one.
Yeah, exactly.
The orange one's like there. And a Gilligan. Okay, so here's the uniform. I'm gonna buy Hello Kitty rubber boots,
yes.
A lobster bib, a Gilligan hat, and a Hostel smock. That's exactly right.
Oscar, perfect. I'll need you to prepare the eulogy.
Should be fun.
He died on the water.
I'm such a candy ass when it comes right down to it, though, because I'm already saying to Carla, I'm going to tell Molly to keep me out there for a couple of hours. She said, no, you're going to be out there all day like they are. You're out there all day from like 5 in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, you'll be
Do you get to take lobster home?
It's interesting you brought that up. I said, we'll work for product. That's going to be it. Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, and then there's that wild card when you do something like this.
What's that?
Sea monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Thanks for the straight lines, guys. We'll take a break. Come back. Morning. We'll come back with more on the Michael Merritt.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I am Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, we preview the NFL season.
I don't watch football.
It's sports talk, Tony and Gary style.
Oh, boy.
Actually, we have two big NFL experts coming in to tell us all about it.
Now, that's exciting.
And we call your mother.
Oh, no.
TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
Why'd you have to ruin it?
The Tony Perkins Show.
Yeah, they saw a rock.
What the hell was that?
Oh, this is Stephen Hawking singing Rock Lobster. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They confused me there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by one of my favorite new clients, Blue Apron. Last thing you want to do after work is go to a grocery store. How about Blue Apron with incredible food? We have been loving the Blue Apron in the O'Mara household. My wife is so into this. If you want to go to her Facebook page, she links, you know, she puts her pictures up on my page as well. Thai chicken burgers. That's what I want to tell you about. This was... I have always thought when you're cooking any kind of poultry in burger form, whether it be a turkey burger or a chicken burger, the main thing is you can't get it to taste good and you can't get it to be anything but super dry. This dish is inspired by the cuisine of Thailand. They're putting a uniquely delicious spin on chicken burgers. Carla put this together. It's got sesame oil, soy sauce, sriracha. It's so incredible. These are some of the best burgers of any kind, much less chicken burgers. There they are from Blue Apron. Blue Apron offers kid-friendly family plans as well. Each meal takes only about 30 minutes to prepare. Shipping is free, and the menus are always new. Blue Apron works with your preferences and schedule, and they only use the best seasonal ingredients. And that's the key right there.
Yep.
For you foodies out there, it's the seasonal ingredients that make it's so special, and that's why I love Blue Apron. Carla loves it, and we're really enjoying this food. I love it. I really do.
You mentioned at the beginning of the show, before the show actually started, in a pre-show meeting, that you've been spoiled with Blue Apron.
Yeah, absolutely.
It
because
really
last night it was just like a couple of things she got at the grocery store, and I'm like, that's it? Sorry. I really was. I've become a total brat with that. Incredible meals. The quality and freshness will blow you away. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. That is our treat. I am being totally serious about that. And we want to get all of our listeners into Blue Apron because you will love it. First two meals on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Start enjoying that today.
News.
In her new book, Why Not Me? Mindy Kaling, who I know we've got some fans. She reveals that she got busy with one of President Obama's aides.
Wow.
Yay, that's cool.
It was just about 2 years ago. She doesn't identify him. She just calls him Will. She does say he's tall, blonde, wears glasses, is from Tennessee, and graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. They met at a fundraiser Obama attended in New York and started talking.
Ooh.
But then... she was called in to meet the president. That's what TV get to do.
Yes.
She says, quote, I'll do my best Mindy voice here.
Okay.
That was a moment when I realized how cool my life is.
I was trying to hit on a guy and was being jock blocked by the President of the United States.
Over the next few months, they communicated mostly through text and email. Then finally, they had a night of passion at her place. But things just fizzled out, in part because of their long-distance schedule, and that's how they weren't able to see each other, so it didn't work out, but kind of an
pretty cool.
Story.
I would say that given the information she dropped there, it'd be pretty easy to figure out who this guy was.
Yeah, how many AIDS does he have?
Yeah.
Well, and Will, tall blonde guy, if they're using the first name,
yeah,
or if
and
it's
the
a
college,
William
yeah.
or anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
Sure.
Ariana Grande did not like how she was branded a donut-licking American hater this summer, even though she was caught red-handed. Everybody's seen that video
sure.
by now.
Yeah, that just seemed like an immature prank.
Yeah, well, she was licking other people's donuts, Oscar. I mean, you might call it an immature prank. Yeah. I call it a felony offense.
I'd still eat them.
I think she should have been jailed for it. Yeah.
I say we put her in the
pay
chamber.
Pay extra.
Yeah, I'd pay extra for that.
Stop it.
Throw into that.
Here's my controversial comment of the day. Let's have that donut. Tastes like slut. Anyway, licking other people's donuts. She apologized yet again on Good Morning America yesterday. She said, I think one of the biggest things I learned from that was what it feels like to disappoint so many people who love and believe in you. Well, Ariana, I have to tell you, I experience that every single day. Thank you.
And where are all these people that believe in Ariana Grande? I'm yet to meet one. You do?
I do. Oh, well, okay. She said that when you disappoint them, Rob, it's an excruciating feeling.
Oh, dear.
Here's her quote. You have to remember that your words, your actions have ramifications. Good donut. And you have to really think about what you're about to say and do. I hate America because it's important. It's important to so many people. Yes, the fact that we love our country is important to a lot of
us.
It
is.
Thank you. She's so sorry to anyone who was offended, especially those who might be interested in buying her new perfume. Because she has a new one out called Ari, and she thinks we should check it out. She describes it as, quote, really sweet. You know, there's a little bit of marshmallow and a little bit of raspberry. Let me, I have some right here. Let me just, I put some on my wrist. Smells like slut.
Hey,
thank
there you,
you
go.
Thank you. I don't even know Ariana Grande. I just thought I'd say that.
You should Google her.
I know she's hot. Seattle Seahawks lost the Super Bowl last season because instead of giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch, you know the whole deal.
Yeah,
he was
they threw
down
the
at
ball.
The goal line and they threw the ball. Well, on Sunday, the Seahawks were in a similar situation against the Rams. Fourth down, 1 yard to go. This time, they gave the ball to Lynch. He got stuffed in the backfield. A loss. Game over. I don't understand how these football players can't keep their mommies in line.
Right.
Marshawn's mother, Delisa Sunshine Lynch, would like you to know that the loss was not her baby's fault. Also, Seattle offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel should be fired.
Yeah, good for you, Mom.
No.
She didn't mention Bevel by name, but she called out the offense caller. That would be Bevel.
Good job.
Not only did she say he should be fired, she called him, quote, the worst play caller ever. And she suggested that he called a run play Sunday to clear his name. Quote, the only reason he called that dumbass play yesterday was to be able to justify the 1 yard that wasn't called in the Super Bowl. The Seahawks staff loves that play caller more than a win. Go figure. Hashtag NFL don't pay me.
Oh,
there she goes.
God.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Wonderful. There
pulled a Rofo.
Yeah, that's like Rofo's mom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll see how that works out for her. A federal judge ruled Thursday that a Connecticut man's profanity-laced message on a speeding ticket is protected speech under the First Amendment. Judge Kathy Seibel said that prosecutors and police in Liberty, New York, violated William Barboza's civil rights, and that's William with an N, it says here.
Weird.
His civil rights when they arrested and prosecuted him for writing F your S-E town, bitches, on a ticket. On a ticket he received in 2012, his arrest violated his clearly established constitutional right to engage in and be free from arrest because of protected speech. On May 4th, 2012, a while ago, Barboza was 22, driving through the small scenic town of Liberty when he was given a speeding ticket, clearly sore about the incident. He crossed out Liberty on the payment form and replaced it with tyranny.
That's funnier than the cuss words.
Liberty.
Yeah.
He then scrawled on the offending phrase, which is the F your S-E town bitches,
right.
And put the form in the mail. Mail, Justice Brian Rourke informed Barboza in September of that year that his payment had been rejected and that he'd have to make the two-hour trek from Connecticut to appear in court. There he was lectured over his use of foul language before prosecutors from the Sullivan County District Attorney's Office put the guy in handcuffs.
Wow.
Took him to jail, handcuffed him to a bench, and he only got out after paying $200 bail. And then this other judge overturned all that, said, you're screwed, and they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I wonder if he can countersue for being locked up for no good reason.
I think civil he did. Suit. I think that was a civil suit. That's
okay, good job.
That happened. So that's what's going on with that. If you want to do a date night without leaving your couch, the folks at 7-Eleven have you covered. They're now offering a date night pack that you can get delivered through a website. Find new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show called DoorDash.com. For $20, here's what you get. A tub of Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, a Hershey's chocolate bar, a can of Red Bull, a pack of Trident gum, and a three-pack of Trojan ultra-thin condoms. Nah. That, my friends, is how you spell romance. Thank you, DoorDash.
Nice. Here.
Yeah. Very, very good. So
delivered
that's
to your home.
Yes, delivered to your house. Very exciting. And now a little something-something. Two friends in China are in the news because they really wanted a new iPhone 6. Who doesn't? Am I right, fellas? Right.
Where is this, 6S? Mr. Trump? Where
is this? This is in China. their names... get ready to hold Rob down. He's going to have to be suppressed for this story.
Okay.
Their names are Wu and Huang. And and we don't know how much we don't know much about their personal details, but we do know that they didn't have enough money. So they came up with a sweet plan. This is a sweet plan. They'd sell their kidneys in order to buy a couple of phones.
Right.
Apparently that's pretty common there because the rate of organ donation is low and there's a black market.
Yeah.
They set up a meeting with a guy online to sell their organs illegally. He arranged some medical tests at a hospital, but when they showed up on Saturday to do the deal, the guy bailed on him. Then it gets even more shady. Apparently, Wu lost his nerve and decided a new phone wasn't worth giving up half his body's ability to filter blood. But Huang still wanted that phone, damn it, and kept going on with the plan. So Wu called the cops to stop the sale, and maybe he came to his senses and wanted to protect his buddy.
Yeah.
Except Huang ran away.
Oh, no. Oh.
And Huang hasn't been seen since. The only question after reading this story is I wonder how their families feel. Maybe. Rofo, put a call into the Wu Huang clan.
Thank you, everybody. I'm here all week.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob's B-Wet. Wu Huang clan. Get it?
Yeah.
All the Mike O'Mara Show.
On Americast this week, we ask, out of respect for TMOS, who actually brought us all together, and in
yes,
the spirit
indeed.
In the spirit of Oscar's question that he asked to Uncle Dave this week from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, we have F, Mary, Kill, and the three participants are, of course, Rob, Oscar, and Mike.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Check out the Tony Perkins Show and Omericast.
It's killing it.
Yeah. I listened to that show on the way in today. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh, wow. We're making Marcus Serta's feeling so bad right now.
Yeah, he's going to bring you a log, Mike.
An S-log. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I found an incredible website that I need to tell you about. Once I tell you the name, you'll find it hard to forget. Nuts.com. I know it's nuts, but they sell all sorts of good stuff there. And if you're somebody like me, I love a dried apricot
yes.
more than anything. I think it's the greatest snack. It's so delicious. They've got the finest I've ever tasted. That's my own thing. They've also got all the nuts. You're nut munchers. This is why you shouldn't settle for small nuts at the grocery store when you can have big, beautiful nuts from nuts.com,
quality,
people.
Baby, quality.
The best.
Nuts.com. Right now, new customers can get 4 free samples. You have to try this website. Go to nuts.com and use the TMOS code. It's a $15 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Get it? I'm going to be sending some nuts to the Wu Huang clan.
I think that's a lovely gesture. Yes,
Oscar.
The malt balls are so good and so
addicting. Unreal.
I finally really broke into them last night. I said, well, got to order more.
Yeah.
Order more. They're so phenomenal.
You're at home listening to this and you're going, it's nuts.com. You're talking about all sorts of different stuff. Yeah, they have nuts. They also have over 3,000 snacks.
Yep.
Dried fruits, sweet treats like malted milk balls. They're delicious. Cooking and baking goods also. Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever you like. Munch on them. They're great. Let them take care of you at nuts.com and they'll take care of your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value. Go to nuts.com. nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Thank you to nuts.com. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, September 16th, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
I'm no great fan of James Corden, but he posted something yesterday that was pretty great. He does something where he sings karaoke with guests in his car, and he did it with Stevie Wonder. And it's about a 10.5-minute tape. Stevie sings with himself, plays harmonica with himself, makes fun of himself for being blind. It starts out with Stevie trying to drive the car.
Oh, I was like, is he driving?
It's great. But this is one really sweet moment where they call James Corden's wife, and Stevie sings to her. But what's so neat about this is he actually makes James Corden cry. Aww. And it's actually a very sweet moment that you see in late night TV.
What's your wife's name? Jules. Julia.
David.
Julia! This is Stevie. Julia, this is Stevie from England. Not the Stevie Wonder you know. I just called to say James loves you.
Wow.
I just called to say how much he cares. I just called to say he loves you. And he promises to me that he'll let me be on his show for an hour.
Anyway, it's a little bit of a long watch, but every minute of it is worth it. I highly recommend
it. Very, very cool.
Stevie's on tour right now. Things not so sweet, Mike, at the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival. There was a problem.
Someone was hogging the grill.
Here is a police spokesperson. A woman was hit and injured when a fight broke out and someone threw a brisket at her.
Bystanders advised that someone had been burned intentionally. A female had been burned intentionally. The employee at Debo's picked up a brisket out of the cooker and tossed it toward their camp, toward Firehouse Camp, at which time it struck a female employee at Firehouse, caused burns to her neck, back, and upper shoulder areas. I'm guessing it was probably smoking. I mean, it was coming off the grill. Nobody actually described to us, you know, as far as exactly what it looked like, and it was gone. But they had picked it up and discarded it by the time that we had gotten there.
The brisket was nowhere to be found.
I got a better one than you do.
You do not have a better one. Well, I'm going to chuck it right at your head, lady. Thank you.
Yesterday, Donald Trump was speaking aboard the USS Iowa. I think it's anchored in California. And I love this. CNN's Anderson Cooper has no patience for just filling the airwaves. Count how many times they cut away from Trump because he just wasn't saying anything.
I'm not calling him a supreme leader. This guy. But he said the other day...
We've been told there'd be some specifics tonight on foreign policy. Haven't heard them so far. Donald Trump aboard the USS Iowa. We're going to take a short break. We'll listen more when we come back and update you on the protests going on nearby. Trump speaking aboard the USS Iowa. Now, we've been told to expect specifics on national security. So far, we have not heard any. We're going to continue to monitor this. This is basically right now kind of a standard stump speech. We will, if we do hear any specifics from Donald Trump, we'll turn that around and bring those to you. Mr. Trump has just finished talking, not offering the specifics on national security that we've been led to expect. Perhaps no surprise.
I would love to see Anderson Cooper do a debate. I think he would be a great debate
I think he'd be
anchor.
Good, too. Yeah. I think, but, you know, what do they have him on CNN there? He's hosting a game show.
You can tell that he's annoyed. He's so annoyed. He's like, why are we even doing this?
It's Jake Tapper tonight.
Do you think, look, I think I'd give anything to be a fly on the wall behind the scenes at CNN and just to find out what's going on over there, because it is the Trump show. And they know that they're going to get ratings by putting him on. And you know there's certain journalists, probably like Anderson Cooper, that are going nuts because of that.
Yeah, I agree. You were a disc jockey playing records on the radio when Def Leppard was really hot. They've released a new record this week, and it sounds like a record that came out 25 years ago. Doesn't it sound like it's off Pyromania?
You know, okay, here's what kills me about
this. I'm not going to lie.
I know, I love the sound, but man, pick the tempo up.
Yeah, you're right.
You're sounding like you're old. You can't. You can't. But listen to this. You can't do what they're doing without improving the tempo. You can't, because you're going to know it's just like, you know, pour some sugar on me. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't do old metal hairband stuff and do it slower than they did. Oh, that's
well, Mike, they're 70
hear.
Now and they want to do power
Welcome
ballads.
To the carnival. We're so happy. Don't go so goddamn fast.
No, I meant to get to this yesterday. We have this on our YouTube page. She's a world record holder, Mike. Her name is Olga Liashuk, and you'll want to check this out. This lady from the Ukraine crushes 3 watermelons in 20 seconds. Using her thighs.
Olga Liashchuk, who holds the record for the fastest time to crush 3 watermelons between her thighs at just over 14 seconds.
So it's a messy one.
How do you find out you can do this sort of thing? It's quite a feat.
I've seen the video.
Where you go, so it's an ordinary watermelon. Okay, go for it.
It is.
Now. Oh, my gosh.
That's the gift that keeps on giving, that one, isn't it?
Wow.
Oh,
it's slippy.
Slippy, slippy, slippy.
The last one was the best one, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Did you think maybe the last one, it might have been suspect, like maybe a touch rotten? It looked awfully gooey.
Yeah, because it opened up at the front and sprayed the anchors. Really
yeah.
fun.
It was. By the way, that is a category. And real quick, really good news. Kellogg's is actually starting to send their products to Africa.
Ooh. Kellogg's announced today that it will be spending $450 million in an effort to expand its food distribution to Africa. Though sadly, it was reported today that Tony the Tiger was gunned down by a Minnesota dentist.
So we wish them the best. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. The Mike O'Mara Show today brought to you by Blinds.com. September is a great month to get a little light into your home, but you don't want your house feeling like a furnace. That's why September is the perfect time to get roller shades from Blinds.com. Roller shades are stylish and easy. They come in different levels of openness. Solar roller shades give you a great view outdoors, but still block damaging UVs. Light filtering roller shades give you privacy, but still let the light into the room. And blackout roller shades, for Elvis Presley, come in great patterns and colors, but black out all of the light. It's my kind. You want to roll up your shades, you want to block out the light.
Exactly.
That's what I like to do. They're ideal for media rooms, bedrooms, and nurseries. And if you're a rock star, Blinds.com has them all, and they will save you money. Their prices are lower than store prices. Plus, they offer free color samples, free design consultations, and free shipping on most orders. Installation is easy. Even I could do it. And Blinds.com has designs for every budget. Plus, the sure fit guarantee. If you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product for free. Even if it is your mistake, Blinds.com always takes care of their customers. Roller shades, the best way to let some light in this fall. Go to Blinds.com and start saving on roller shades today. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, we'll see you next time on the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.